Okay. Based off Yud Zayin word, Tes Zayin on the base, the last short line, the last word. So, Ad Heichan Tachlis Yisurim. The Gemara asks, like, what's the minimum shear that you can consider something that bad happened to you is considered to be Yisurim? The Gemara doesn't ask what's an Achmin and why you care. But what's the minimum thing? So, these small little things. Right, so, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Elazar, Kol She'argalo Begin Lilbosh, anyone who, I guess, went to a tailor to have a suit woven for him, the aim is Kabbalah, it's not the right size. That's considered, he was expecting the suit, and messed up, that's Yisurim. So, Maskip Law, Rav Zahira asks, the Itaim or Bishmu Bar Nachmeni, Gedolim Yizu Amro. No, no, we have a bigger Kiddush. Afilim Hiskavnu Limzog Bechamin, Umazgulo Betsonim. Even if he was expecting, I guess, warmer wine, and they gave him cooler wine, or Betsonim, the Mazgul Bechamin, but Atamar Kule Hai, that's a small, you know, you wanted a warm drink, you got a cold drink, you got a warm drink. That's considered Yisurim. You don't have to go so far as to say that your suit didn't fit you. So, Mabre Ravina Amar, Afilu Nehepak Lo Chaluko. Even if you turn, I think it means you put your suit on, you put your shirt on inside out. That's, and then you have to have the tircha of turning it around. That's also considered Yisurin. Rava, the Itaim Rav Chizda, the Itaim Rav Yitzhak, the Amilu of Masnis Latan, some say it was sitting in a Brisa. Afilu Hoshit Yodel Kis. You put your hand into your wallet, I guess. Litol Sholosh. You want to get three coins out. The Alu B'Yodel Shtayim. You only got two. Now you have the tircha of going back into your wallet to get out the third coin. That's considered Yisurin. But Dafka Shalosh v'Alu B'Yodel Shtayim. That's only, it's considered Yisurin if you wanted three and took out two. Aval Shtayim v'Alu B'Yodel Shalosh. But if you wanted two, and when you pulled out your hand, you had three, lo, that's not considered Yisurin. The Leka Tircha L'Mishadayu. It's not a big deal just to drop it and put it back in. So far, we don't go that that's considered Yisurin. So, Kokach Lamin. So why do I care what's considered Yisurin or not? So the sign of the Rabbi Shmuel, Kol She'avru Alav, Harbaim Yom, below Yisurin, anyone who 40 days passed and he did not experience any Yisurin, Kibel Olamo. He has to be concerned that he's not getting Yisurin because he's getting his Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, and he's not going to have a share in Olam Haba. The Ma'arava Amri, but in the West, they said as follows, Pur Onos Mizdamet Lo. If you don't have Yisurin within 40 days, I'm not sure why 40 days is the number, but if you don't have Yisurin within those 40 days, then you're going to get clear that something bad is about to happen to you. Like, either you're going to get it in one big shot, or you can get it in a little shot. So you might as well get it, you know, piece by piece, as opposed to getting it in one big shot. So Tanya, Rabbi Lazar HaGadol Omer, Lazar HaGadol says, El Malei Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'av Rishim Yaakov Adin. Had HaKodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make a real Pimidas Hadin with Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they would not have been able to withstand, I guess, the punishment or the tochacha that would have come from Hashem. Shneamar, this passage is in times of Shmuel HaNavi, when Bnei Yisrael requested a king, and Shmuel HaNavi gave them tochacha about all the things that they did. He says, V'ata, and now, Hisyatru, stand by me, V'ishapta itchem v'nei Hashem, and I'll stand and I'll judge you before Hashem, as kol tzidkos Hashem, right, all the righteousness of Hashem, Asher also itchem es avoseichem, that Hashem did with you and with your forefathers. And avoseichem, I guess, is a hint to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, meaning that Hashem did stucco with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He didn't do din. So you see that had Hashem behaved in the midas of din, it wouldn't have even been, even Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov wouldn't have been able to stand. I don't know what that means. Okay. Pasuk says, Zed dor darshav v'vakshi panecha Yaakov sela. This is the generations, they request Hashem, Vivakshe Panecha Yaakov Selah. Upligaba Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the Rabbanan. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar, one of them says that the Kavanah of the Pasuk is Dor Lefi Parnes, the door, the generation follows the leader. The generation follows the leader. The Chad Amar Parnes Lefi Dora. One says the Parnes, the leader, follows the generation. Lemay Hilfzer, what are they talking about here basically? If you're telling about whoever's good, the other one follows them as well, that's not true. We have other generations, but the people are good, the king's no good, or the king's good and the people are no good. Right? It more says, the Mar Sover, I Mali Dara Mali Parnas. One man almost says that if the door is good, then the leader is going to be good. Umar Sover Parnas the Mali Dara, and one says that if the leader is good, then the generation is going to be good. Right? Can't be. Ha'ika, we have the case of Tzidkiya. Right? Tzidkiya was the king of Yehuda. He was a righteous guy. V'dari lo avimale, but his generation was not righteous. V'ha Yehoyakim, you have another king, Yehoyakim, the lo avimale, he was not such a righteous guy. V'dari avimale, but his generation was righteous. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, might exceed, what's the pasuk that says, Pereshis Mamlechos Yehoyakim Ben Yoshayahu, Melech Yehuda. What does it mean by say the Pereshis? Like, this is, he's the first. What does it mean, Pereshis? He's the first of the kings. So, rather, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahatzir Es HaOlam Usol V'Vahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachyocha, just wanted to destroy the world, which is interesting because we know that he never could destroy the world because he said by Noah, he would never destroy the world. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, right, Bishvil Yehoyakim, because of the Russia Yehoyakim, but Kevin Shinestakel Medoro, since he looked at the generation, so the generation was Zadikim, Nisiyavsha Daito. And it also says by Tzidkiyo, it's a similar language. It says, Vahi Vashem, Vahi Bereshis, Mamlecha Tzidkiyo, Melch Yehuda. Again, Bereshis. He says, Bikish Gosh Baruch Hu, Lachzir Zahol, Lomotol Vo, Devei Doros of Tzidkiyo. He wanted to destroy the world because of the generation of Tzidkiyo. Came with Tzidkiyo, with Tzidkiyo, once you start looking at Tzidkiyo, Nisiyashav Daito, Gosh Baruch Hu, Rav Yochel, was calmed down, because of Yo. And therefore, he did not destroy the world. So what's the bottom line is, what's the difference whether the generation follows the leader follows the generation? Not talking about righteousness. So when our answer is, El de Inyon, Tukva v'nichusa ka'aminon. Right? Tukva v'kiyusa. Tukva v'mash says kas, and nichusa means noach lutzos. It's easy to calm down. It basically is, if the leader is a kapton, and he's easily to get angered, so I guess everybody else in the generation will be easily to get angered. And if he's easy to calm down, everybody else will be easy to calm down. Or maybe it means that, I think maybe it means more towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, I'm not sure, I don't know what it means. Tukva v'nichusa, le'in tukva v'nichusa kamiyan. Right, I think if one says that if the manhig is a kapton and the doror or a kapton, and if he's nachas, the generation is nachas. And the other one says that the manhig follows the doror. If the generation is not much of a kapton, then the leader is not going to be as much of a kapton either. Right. Hadjalach yesh be'erchin. Hadjalach yesh be'erchin. Hadjalach yesh be'erchin. Now we're going to start the next parak, the fourth parak, which is getting back into more of halachas of actual erchin. So again, a brief hakdam again. Person makes a neder to be makdish his erech, right? Whether he makdish his erech, or my own erech, or someone else's erech, so then he has to bring the set amount, whatever the Torah describes as a set amount, depending on the year, depending on the age, and depending on the gender. But if he doesn't have sufficient money to redeem that pledge, then with the concept of hesek yad, he can give what he's going, you know, goes to the front of the tuition committee, and they basically tell him what he can't pay, and that's what he has to pay. Right? The pasuk is in mochu the erkecha the hamidol of neyakoin the harichos of a koin al pi asher tasig yad hanod the erkeno a koin, and he's quater. So the mission is going to be talking about now who, I'm not going to be clear what the havim is, but what the who we determine the erech. There's the ma'arich, there's the person who makes the erechin, and then there's the ne'erach, the person who the erechin is made the subject. So the case is that Moshe says, Hesek Yad, when we are going to determine the ability to pay, the Hesek Yad, that's been noter. We look at the noter, what his ability is to pay. I don't know what you thought, think otherwise. Yeah, I think we may have recorded it. Right, we talked about when, but we right, I mean, but it makes sense. Why, if I'm poor, and I don't have the ability to pay, but I was marich the value of the wealthiest guy, so now, because he's wealthy, I should have to pay everything? I don't know how it works. So, Hesek Yad b'Noder. The Hesek Yad is by the Noder. The Hashanim, the years that we're turning out, that's b'Nida. That's about the subject. Is he till 30 days, to 5 years? You know, that's by the Noder. Also, sort of makes sense. Amarech, his value. However old he is, that's the value I have to pay. The Hashanim b'Nida. The Ha'arachin. Now the arachin, the difference between the, I think that's the zakar and the keva, that's also by the nerach, which is by the subject. The ha'erech, about the age, that's bisman ha'erech. That's determined the age of the person at the time of the neder, the time of the vow, as opposed to maybe his birthday is coming up, he's going to change, by the time he gives the money, it's going. He's going to be older. We don't say that. We say that it goes by the time of the, right, by the time of the, Rashi says, b'zmana erech, b'farsha kaman, shim herich atzmo, pachas b'ben shonim, right, I'm erech myself, and I'm less than 20, to have an erech katan, it's a smaller amount, the kodem nisinasa, masav an esrim, and at the time, he's supposed to give the money, he already turned 20, einon nosen el kashasha herich tchila, the original time. Okay. So Hesag Yad bin Noder Ketzad. We just said that Hesag Yad is bin Noder, right? We determined the value. Rashi says Hesag Yad, the top Rashi we didn't see it. Torah's din Hesag Yad, Shehaani Nidon the Erechim Lefi Hesag Yado, Kedexiv Imach Chume Erkecha, Basar Noder Azlina Lo Basar Nidok Refarsh Tokaman. As well as Hesag Yad bin Noder Ketzad, how's that case? Ani Sheherich Es Ha'ashir. Alright, there was a. Rashi says it goes like this. Well, let's read the Mishnah. Ani Sheherich Es Ha'ashir, Nosin Erech Ani. I think it means. I thought it meant is that if I'm an ani and I say maybe marich the value of his wealthy guy, then it's based on my tax bracket, not on his tax bracket, about what I can do. But it seems here that they talk about it, it's an usher, right? You have an usher who says erki alai. The usher gives his own erech, and then the ani comes back and says, whatever that guy has, whatever obligation he has, I have. So now you would think maybe. Basically, I'll have what he's having. So now I have to pay the full price, maybe. I have to pay the full price. So,
that's the case of Ani Sheherich.
Right. So therefore, you see, the Ani is only chayav to pay what he can. He's Nosen Erech Ani. We evaluate based on him. Right? As Rashi says, doesn't say. Right? He says, right? Hesag Yabi no, the case of Ani Sheherich as a Asher, Nosen Erech Ani. The Ha'asher Sheherich as a Ani. Right? So you have an Ani that says Erkielai. And then the Arsha comes and says, Masha Amr Ze Elai. Whatever he's had, I'm having what he's having. Nosen Erech Asher. He has to pay the amount about his valuation. So let's say it's the full, the high, you know, it's 50 shekel, whatever it is. So the Ani, you can only pay 20, he only pays 20. The Asher can pay the whole thing, he pays the whole thing. About the Korbanos Enokain. But this does not apply by Korbanos. What does that mean? Haresha Amar. The Noder says, Karbanos shel mitzora ze elai. A mitzora, some of the karbanos of the mitzora are the karban ol of the yorid. Okay? So there's a difference between your usher or not. So a guy walks up, so he has a mitzora, has to bring his karbanos, and a guy walks up and says, I'll have what he's having. Well, what is the mitzora having? Is he having the animal, or is he bringing the mincha, is he bringing the birds? What's he bringing? So there we say, no, that's not the case. Rather, Haya mitzora ani may be karban ani, asher may be karban asher. I guess it basically is, in this case, you don't bring based on your own status, I think. You bring based on what he's bringing. Whatever I'm having what he's having really means I'm having what he's having. So if he's a poor guy, and even if I'm a wealthy guy, I bring the poor karban. If he's a poor guy and I'm a wealthy guy, he has to bring the wealthy karban. Right? Haya mitzora ani may be karban ani. The guy who says I'm having what he's having has to bring the karban ani. Asher, may the korban asher. Then the note there has to bring the korban of the asher, which would bring the full-fledged animal. That would be his obligation.
What does Rashi convince him? What can you say? I just evaluate based on, I want to give the rich man's value, I want to give the poor man's value. Why are you saying this? Where you're mimicking, validating what...
Because basically, if I say, Erki of so-and-so alai. So who cares whether he's rich or not? We look at my value. You had to find a case where you would think that maybe even though I'm poor, I still have to give more than my Hesag Yad. I think. I don't know. I hear you. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, and as a machlokas, we've shown whether Rebbe is arguing or not. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I say, Af Be'arachin Kain. The Arachin, it's the same din as the Karban. What would that case? But Kimifna Ma Ani Sheherich. Esa Asher, Nosin Erech Ani. Why is it in a case, which is your case, I think, here? If I'm an Ani, and I'm Marich, the value of an Asher, why is it that case that you still do Hesag Yad based on me being an Ani? Shein Asher Chayav Klum, because the Asher has no obligation. The subject has absolutely no obligation. Right? He's basically a passive party here. He's sort of a Chefza, but he's like a chair. Right? Aval Asher She'amar Erki Alai. But an usher who says Erki Alai, maybe this is where Rashi gets it from. But an usher who says Erki Alai, Vishama Ani, the Amma Masha Amar Ze Alai, similar to the Korban case, he says, I'll have what he's having case, Nosin Erech Asher. In that case, since, I guess it's a different thing, because by, I think he's saying, since, as the Ani could have simply said, I'll be ma'arech his value, but instead he says that I'm having what he's having, so he's not going the regular erech and root, so in that case, he's like a similar to the karbon, and he has to bring whatever the subject was. It's not like a straight net there. Here, see if Rashi helps out. Right, Rashi says, Omer ani afa erech and kain, ilu misramei be erech and dumer the karbonos. So we have a case in erech and similar to the karbonos, have a karbonos. So we have the karbonos, meaning you go based on the subject. That is the amark to the erech and enik the karbonos from the lav domo hadadi. Erech is different than the karbonos because they're not similar to each other. Because there's no obligations. If they ma ani shahari chashi knows an erech on the piyas gado mishum de inosh chayev klum. The osh is not chayev anything. Below domi the mitzora. It's not domi to the case of the mitzora in that case, because in that case, the mitzora has a chiyah to bring the karbon. So to say, I'm having what he's having, you have to bring what he's bringing. V'zesh amar ala osher lonis kavin elafi midas shnosav shel osher. Doesn't mean I'm talking about his value. I'm talking about his years. Shepechusin o yisorin al shnosin shalo. Hilkach nidol hesed yad. Halo paris klum. Ela erach midas shnosav osher ki v'lava din erach nidol hesed yad. Aval osher shomer erach yolai. The havichayiv erach sholem dumi the mitzora osher v'shama ani. In that case, basically the ani, I guess you could say the ani is now imposing upon him the other guy's fear. If he wanted to impose a stam erichin, he could have said erkolai. Instead he says, I'm going to pay what he's paying, so then it's similar to the carbon case where I'm taking something that he's chayiv and I'm putting that obligation on me, and therefore if I did that, then I don't have the concept of hesed yad. Okay.
But I have the total range of goes by
in
the
gender. Right.
Why is this,
but if I can't
value
more than the usher's obligation. The usher's obligation means that you don't do hesed yad. Whatever he can pay, I have to pay. Right? I'm an ani, and I'm obligated 50 shekel for the erechin, but I can't pay it. I pay two. Fine, you pay two. But if I said I'm having what he's having, I'm still obligated to pay the
penny.
That's the drush. That's
it.
Yeah, hesed yad. Right, it's possible. In makum erkef kach, the hamidol of meir kohen, the herich of shalok kosher, al pi asher tasig yad, whatever he can pay. It's different than a neder. When it comes to a neder, we're basically going out. When it comes to a neder, if I'm saying I take a neder for his value, not erich, I take a neder, then I have to pay. There's also a concept of hesed yad. I owe the whole amount, and I'm not putter until I pay. I haven't been yotzei my chiyuv until I'm the ani, and I collect money, and I pay off my obligation. You know, so if you're, you know, poor people, you should know what you have to bake before you make a pledge. Okay, so the Gemara says, what happened here? Look at the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, hesed yad benoder. It's the wrong lashon. Hesed yad is be'erech, not benoder. Benoder, we said there is no concept of hesed yad. Why is the Mishnah say hesed yad benoder? Right, b'marichu. We're talking about erechim. If you're talking about hesed yad, you have to be talking about the concept of erechim, because there is no concept of hesed yad when it comes to the neder. So the Gemara says kiddushin. No, because they're just quoting the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk says, right, al pi asher tasig yad hanoder yarichen kohen. What the noder can pay, that's what the kohen tells him he has to pay in order to pay off his erechim value. Just quoting the lashon of the pasuk. All right, what about the next case? The next says, V'hashanim b'noder, b'nidar. The years is determined by the subject of the erechim vow. That's b'nerachu. There's no the sliding scale based on years is only an erechim. The same question. So the Gemara says, no, I need the armor hesed yad b'noder, armor nami hashanim b'nidar. That's because they use the word noder by the hesed yad, which is based quoting the lashon of the pasuk. We continue with the rest of the phrase and say the lashon of neder, even by the years. Okay, that's just explaining the lashon of the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah says, Gemara says, Hesed yad bin noder ketzad. Right, that was the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Ani sheherich esa asher, if an ani, right, who has to say, he says, right, our case was, it's the I'll have what he's having case, we said. The ani says, I pay the erich that the rich guy has to pay. No same erich ani, still only has to pay the erich of the ani, my taima, right, what's the reason why? The amakra, the pasuk says, the herich also kohen al pi asher tasig yad hanoder, bin noder tol rachmana. Share tasig yad hanoder. Pasuk says clear. Whatever the noder can pay, that's what he has to pay. That was Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, okay.
That was Rebbe. Yeah, that was Rebbe. Rebbe's answer is going to be, and I think the London makes sense. Rebbe's answer is going to be, listen, if it's asher tasig yad hanoder, it's talking about a regular erichin vow. When I say erko alai, that's fine. But if I say I'm having what he's having, I've left the erichin world. I've gone to the erichin world. Sort of a hadpasa. I'm having what he's having is not erichin anymore. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Aval be karbonos ain't okay. Karbonos, that's not the din. Haresha Amar Karbonos Shom Metzora Ze Alai. This is this case. Pass on. You're a Metzora. I say I'm going to have what you have. So whatever carbon you're going to bring, whatever you can bring, whether on the three levels, you know, the animal, the mincha, the birds, whichever one you're going to bring, I'll have what you're having. Right? Hayim Metzora Oni Ani Maybe Carbon Oni. If you're having the lowest level, I bring the carbon lowest level. If you're in the highest level, no matter what my tax bracket is, I have to be you. Okay. So Afal Gav the Madiro Usher. Even though the Madiro, meaning the one who is, even though I'm an usher, even though I say I'll have what you're having, and I say I'm an usher, right? Because the pasuk says in dalhu amar chwanav a lo dalhu. The pasuk says only if he, meaning the person bringing the carbon, is a poor person, does he bring the lowest level. And this guy's not a dal. What does it mean? Or maybe it's a question. Mer says apa gav the Madiro usher. The imdalhu. Oh, so that's right or wrong. Okay. I should give the rich one. Why should if I say I'm having what you're having and I'm an usher, why should I now bring birds? I should be forced to bring the animal. He says imdalhu, only the guy who's obligated to the carbon to begin with is poor. And I'm not dal. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak kishahayim adir ani. This changes the whole thing around. He says, no, because he's an ani also. Well, then what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, a lady de chas rachmana. Maybe only on the Metzora himself does a Torah take compassion, but I'm a Dira Lo. And then the second guy, he doesn't. So no matter what, he would have to pay the highest level. The Haksiv Imdalhu. So Amar Bar-Avo, in the Pasuk says, V'in Yad HaMaseges, L'Rabos is a no there. And if he can't afford it, that includes the no there. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Aval Madiro Asher, Hachanami Demaisi B'Ashirus. But if the second guy is an Ashir, he has to bring the carbon of the usher, even if the subject originally is only bringing the carbon of an ani. In Cain, Maya Baba Kavanos Enu Cain. The Mishnah said Baba Kavanos Enu Cain. There's a distinction, right? There's a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha said we go according to the Noder, right? Because we say that's the Hesegad is determined by the guy whether he can pay or not. But then we say Baba Kavanos Enu Cain, which is Mashma that Kavanos is different. Meaning it doesn't matter how wealthy or poor the noder is, he has to pay whatever the other guy's obligation is. So what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? Right? It says Avar Kabbonis Enu Kain. Rashi says Haber Kabbonis Nam Maya Avar Kabbonis Kain Haber Kabbonis Nami Azaz Basa Noder. If you're going Basa the Noder, the guy making the vow, what's the difference between Kabbonis and Erechin? So the Gemara says no. It's Chada Amitzor Rav Ani Madir Ona V'Chada Muti Mitzor Ashi Madir Ani. Basically, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Klomar vaday chadim mehanach mili demesnisim." One of the things in the Mishnah, the Hainu hach the katani im hayu metzora ani, maybe korban ani, vaday b'madiro ani kamayri ukeduk himna. No. The case that we had before is definitely where the madiro, the second guy, is an ani. Umeidak milsa nachlam the karbonos enukim. When we say karbonos enukim, talking about other things. The katani im hayu metzora asher. Maybe korban asher v'afagad v'diro ani v'hayin l'mute madir midin erichin v'lo asin l'basa noder. I think he's just basically splitting up the mission to say some cases it's like korbanos, some cases it's not like korbanos. So if they are both aniyim, right? If they're both aniyim, the mitzora and the noder are aniyim, then in that case, that only in that case do we say that the noder brings the korban of the ani. But if the noder was an asher, he would bring the korban asher, because in that case there is no difference between Karbonos and Erechin. The case where there is a difference between Karbonos and Erechin, what's the Vechada, right? If the Mitzor was an Asher, and he's bringing the carbon of the Asher, that's the Me'ute Mitzor Asher Madir Ono. In that case, if the Mitzor is an Asher, right, if the Mitzor is an Asher, and the Madir was an Ani, then he would still have to bring the carbon of an Asher. And that's the difference between Karbonos, that's between Karbonos and Erechin. Because in Erechin, in that case, he would still have Hesed Yad. But here you always go according to the Mitzora. Right? I think that's how it works out. Read Rashi again. Klomer, vade chadam ani, maybe korban ani, madira ani kamari. If you're talking about a case where you bring the korban of an ani, it has to be the noder is an ani. Meaning, if the mitzvah is ani and I'm wealthy, I would have to bring the wealthy korban. The only time I would bring the poor korban if you're poor and I'm poor. But in that case, then korbanos is the same thing as erechim. It's going according to the guy, the second guy. But if the Metzora is Ashir, and the Noder is an Ani, right? So by Erechin, you go according to Anius, by the Ani, but by Karbonus, which is not even the Karbon of Ashir. Okay. So the Gemara says, why is there this difference between the Karbonus and the Erechin? Saka Daida Chamina, you would have had to have me to say, Hoel Israbu, Israbu, right? The Pasuk says, Ve'en Yadoma Seges. Right, which that seems to include, which we said includes the noder. So you would think that the noder is all the way through, right? Kamash Malan comes right. The fisher matziv erechin ani sherech as ashi knows erech ani yochel abzekein. You would think that it should be exactly like erechin because it will go by the second guy. Talmud Lomar im dalhu. The pasuk says im dalhu, specifically focusing on the mitzora. When it comes to mitzora, we focus on the guy on the mitzora himself, not on the guy second guy making a neder saying I'll have, not the guy saying I'll have what he's having. Ulu Rebbe, okay, now Rebbe argues. Ulu Rebbe, the Amar Omar Ani after Erechin came, he says that if, Rebbe's case again was a wealthy guy says Erki Alai, and a poor guy says I'll have what he's having, he doesn't not judge the Hesek Yad, he's judged based on the value, the tax bracket of the wealthy guy. Not that he has to pay more, that he only has to pay, he doesn't have the Hesek Yad exemption. Alma Amar Basar Chiyuva the Gabra Azliman. You see from him that you go according to the obligation of the ne'erach, the guy of the original subject. The guy says Erki Alai, then the poor guy says I'll have what he's having. So whatever he's having is the obligation. Halo tzricha kra lemute. I don't need, right, so hu lemute mai. He says everything's the same. So what do I need in dalhu? In dalhu taught me specifically that I'm only focused that the exemption of the different levels by the mitzora is only by the mitzora himself. But according to Rebbe, it always goes by the guy who makes the neder. So Imdalhu is extraneous. Imdalhu taught us, right? Imdalhu, Rashi says, the Rebbe the Amr Af Erechin Kain, the I Havi Asher Mechuyev Erech for Amr Ani, Masha Amr Zeh Alai Noten Erech Asher, Alma Basakriv the Gavra. You go according to his obligation. The Nerach Azlinan, Hechadu Chayev Kulam Dumi the Metzor. It's the same thing. You always have the guy making the neder is always that never focus on him, even by Erechin. You always focus on the original Marit. So what do I need Imdalhu? Imdalhu came to tell me that the only time the Torah cares about your tax bracket is by the actual Metzora himself. But if the guy says, I'll have what he's having, same thing by Erechin. You should focus on him. So what do I need Imdalhu? It's an extraneous pasuk. The Gemara says, L'mu'ute Metzora Ani, Umadiro Ashir. We're talking about the case that the Metzora is an Ani, and the guy who says I'm having what he's having is an Ashir. Right? So Sokolai the Chamina, you would think, Hova Amar Rebbe Basar for you with the Gabras Linan. You would think that even in this case, Rebbe would say, listen, the Metzora is an Ani, so this rich guy gets off scot free, gets off easy, and he only has to bring the poor Korban. Kamash Malan, Imdalhu, that only the Metzora has to bring the Korban of the Ani, but this rich guy who says, I'll have what he's having, would have to bring a wealthy man's Korban. Very confusing. Very confusing. It just seems to me this odd. You would think by Erechin, if you make an Erech vow, whoever makes the Erechin vow, you just look at him. Is he rich? Pay the full value. If he's poor, evaluate what he can pay, and then he's it. Right, but it's whether you can pay or not. Right. How much can you pay? Right. So that's always confusing. When it comes to Erechin and you say he's judged like a rich guy, it's not like he's judged and he has to pay like a rich guy would pay more. The rich guy would just have to fulfill the obligation. You don't have Hesek Yad. Okay. Okay, so now we have the kanji. The Hesek Yad is based on the Marach. I mean, I say Erki Alai, it's based on the Marach, right? The Machlokas in the previous Mishnah was only in the case where I say, a rich guy says Erki Alai, and a poor guy says, I'll have what he's having. So according to Tanakama, the poor guy only have a concept of Hesek Yad. According to Rebbe, he doesn't have the concept of Hesek Yad, because he's no longer in the concept, in the construct of Erechin. But basically, the halach is, you go according to the Noder. You go according to the guy who says Erki Alai, what he can pay. So Hayu Ani, let's say at the time I took the Erechin vow, I was poor, right? Behe'eshir. And then, I guess before I paid up my fold, I became wealthy. Or Ashir Behani. Or I was, at the time I made the vow, I was wealthy. And before I paid it up, Henny. I lost, the market went down, I lost all my money. Now I'm poor. So no sin Erech Ashir. In both cases, he still gives the erech of an usher, which again I think only means that he has to pay full value. He doesn't have the concept of hesed yad. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ani v'heashir." Let's say I was poor, and I got rich. V'chazer v'heni, and then I became poor again. Meaning, in the beginning and in the end, I was poor. I was only wealthy in the middle. Still, nosin erech asher. Even in that case, it was, as long as I was wealthy at one point along the line, right? I guess there are 3 points. You got the point where I take the vow, the point where I pay the vow. So the ratio said, in either of those 2 points, if I'm wealthy, I have no concept of hesed yad. Rabbi Judah says, even if in between I became wealthy, I don't have the concept of hesed yad. Ava b'karbonos einu kein. But the karbonos, it's not the din. Meaning, if I was a metzora, right, and at the time I obligated the karbonos, I was asher, and then I became an ani. Or, I was an ani, became an asher, everything goes according to the times where I bring the karbon. By the karbonos, we look at him when I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash, how much money do you have now? As opposed to the erechin, it doesn't matter. Any point along the time, along the timeline where we were wealthy, we judge as being wealthy, and you don't have the concept of hesed yad. So, now the Mishnah said, back to erechin, afilu meis aviv, right, v'heniach lo ribo osfinaso bayam ubalo b'ribos ein lahekdesh v'hem klum. Let's say at the time that the Kohen is evaluating me as to whether or not I can pay the full value of my Erechin vow, at that moment, I was Yorish, you know, $10,000, or I had a shipment, right, in the sea, and at that moment, it all sold, and I made my profit. Ein lahekdesh v'klum, the Mishnah says the hekdesh doesn't have any stake in that, because Rashi, the mashma b'asur shas neder, in here, the Mishnah's mashma, you go according to the time of the neder, which seems to go against what the Rashi said, which no matter what time, you would have to bring the wealthy value, the non-hesed yad value. So I guess Gemara will talk about that. Gemara says, ani the heshir. What was the case? I made the erechin vow when I was poor, and now when it comes time to pay up, I'm wealthy. Right? The Gemara says, because it brings the pasuk, because the pasuk says, asher tasig yad hanoder, if you can afford to pay it. So and right now he's Ashir, Yodo Masegas, he can afford to pay it, so he has to pay the full value. What about the case of Ashir Veheni? Right? It says Al Pi Asher Tasig Yad Noder. It's Yad Noder, which is Mashma, you go also according to the time of the Neder. So the guy when Erechin, you're caught at both ends. If you were wealthy either at the time of the payment or at the time of the Neder itself, you have to pay full value. You don't get the dispensation of Hesed Yad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ani v'heashir v'chazer v'heni nosin erech asher. Rabbi Yehuda's case is, I'm not wealthy at the time of the neder, I'm not wealthy at the time of the valuation. Yet I was wealthy in between, I still have to pay the full value. Why? My time is Rabbi Yehuda. On Makra, the pasuk says, imach hu me'erkecha, right? Ache b'makuso mitchilaso v'atzofo. The pasuk says, imach hu me'erkecha. So he says, mach means, and as long as you're well poor, from beginning to end. The only time you have the concept of hesed yad is if you're an ani throughout the entire process of erechin, which means from point one to point two. From the time I made the neder until the time I was evaluated, I was an ani, then I have a concept of hesed yad. At any point along that timeline, I became wealthy, had money, so I get snagged by that, and I would have to pay full value. Now the Gemara asks, well, in machu, you learn that in machu means you have to have that status throughout the entire timeline. I'll bring other cases where it says who, right? Maybe I should have to have that status throughout the entire timeline. Gemara says, El Miata, by the Karba Metzora, right? Again, we said by the Metzora, there are 3 levels of Karbanos that you have, that one could bring. But the Pasuk says, Im Dalhu. So why don't we say, just like by Erechin, you have to be poor throughout the whole process, maybe in order to only be obligated to bring the lowest level by the Karba Metzora, I would have to be poor throughout the entire process, from beginning to end. Im Dalhu, Hachinami Achia Bedaluso Mitzkos HaSofo. Maybe I should only be, I have to be an ani from the time I became obligated to bring the carbon, which I guess is why I became a Metzora, till the other end. And if I became wealthy any time there, if I became wealthy any time in between, then I would have to bring the wealthy carbon. So the Gemara says, Bechitema Hachinami. Maybe say Ein Hachinami, that is true, but we know that's not true. Hatanan. We have a Mishnah. I don't know, I think it's in the Goyim. Right, the Metzora has to bring 3 korbanos. He has to bring an asham, a chatas, and an ola. Right, the asham is always an animal. The chatas goes up and down. Right, the chatas and the ola go up and down. The asham is only an animal, but the chatas and the ola can always go up and down depending on how wealthy he is. The Mishnah says in the Goyim, It says, Mitzora Shehevi Korbanosav Ani. The Mitzora brought some of his Korbanos when he was an Ani. And before he brought the rest of the Korbanos, he won the lottery. The Heashir became wealthy. Or Asher, he brought some of his Korbanos when he was wealthy. The Heani, and then he became poor. Right, to bring the rest. Hakol Holich Achachatas. The Tanakhama says, we determine whether look at his wealth when he brought the Korban Chatas. If he was wealthy when he brought the Korban Chatas, then even if he got poor afterwards, he would have to still bring the Ola as a wealthy Korban. Go after if he was poor when he brought the Korban Chatas, then he also can bring a poor man's Ola. All goes based on how wealthy he was at the time he brought the Korban Chatas. Divi Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Olech Achar Asham. You look at the Asham. And Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Omer Kol Olech Achar Tziporim. It all goes according to the birds. You have to bring the birds you have to bring. So the bottom line is, I'll call upon him, you see, that according to all these Tanaim, including Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't say Imdalu goes all the way throughout. According to what we said before, Imdalu would mean at any point in time you were rich, you would have to bring the wealthy Korbanos. So if he was Asher and then Hendi, who would care? But you see here, these guys are saying, no, you have to look at a point in time. According to Imdalu, I mean, you don't look at a point in time. Here you're saying, look at a point in time. So the Gemara says, no, we answer that. Right, so we try to bring Imachu into Imdalhu by the Metzora. So the Gemara says, "Ha Itmar Allah." We already answered this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ushlosh the Mikra Echad Darshanal. Ein Achanami. Imachu is correct. Imdalhu would mean you'd have to be poor throughout, except that we have a pasuk, and each of these Tanaim learned the pasuk differently. But at least they have a pasuk to make it different, right? Ushlosh the Mikra Echad Darshu. Right, the pasuk says, "Zos Taras Asher Bo Nega Taras Asher Lo Tasiga Dobit Haraso." Rabbi Shimon Savar Davar HaMechaper, you have to go according to the Davar HaMechaper, the thing that brings Kaparo, Mai Hinu Chatas, the Chatas brings Kaparo. Rabbi Huda Savar Davar HaMakshir, you go according to the thing that makes him kosher to go to eat Kachim, Umay Ninhu, what's that? That's the Asham. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Savar Hagorim Otahara, you go according to the thing that causes him to be purified, Umay Ninhu Tziporim, that would be the birds. So you see that you go according, because there's a Xeris Akasiv here, that's why you have to look at a point in time to see whether he's wealthy or not. So Gemara says, if that's the case, Ella Hu Lameli. So what do I need Imdalhu? It makes sense, Imdalhu makes sense if I'm learning Imdalhu like Imachu, but if I'm not learning it like that, what do I need Imdalhu? So Gemara answers, Lerebbe Kedi Isli, Lerebbe Kedi Isli. No, based on what we just said before. Lerebbe Kedi Isli, Lerebbe Kedi Isli. Just like they were darshan before. The Chavim learned from this Pasuk that only the Torah is only Chas on the Metzorah, but not to know there. Therefore, what was the case we had in the previous Mishnah? If the Ani comes up and says, I'll have what he's having, it's Imdalhu. It only goes according to the Metzorah. But this Ani guy who is poor, he still would have to bring the rich man's korban. Right? And Rebbe learned the Pasuk that if the Noder was wealthy and the Metzorah was Ani, he still would have to bring the korban of the Asher because he's not poor. The Imdalhu focuses that this din of up and down is only on the Metzorah himself, not on anybody coming and saying, I'll have what he's having. So Elamiyat, again, still we have this issue, right? It said in Machu would mean that he has to bring poor from beginning to end. But what about the case it says Vuhu Aid? Similar. It's the Pasuk says Vuhu Aid, right? O Ro O Yoda Im Lo Yagi Ben Asar Avono, right? Achia Kosher Mitchilaso Ba'ad Sofo. We should say that in order to be a valid aid, you would have to be a Kosher aid from the moment you saw the Aidus until the moment you give the Aidus. Meaning that if you at any point in time along that timeline you became pasul, you can't go back and say edus. But we know that's not the halakha. The halakha is that if I saw the edus when I was kosher, and in the meantime I married somebody in the family, so now I'm pasul, and then I got divorced or she died, so now I'm kosher again, and now comes the court case, I can give the edus. I don't have to be kosher all the way through at the timeline, right? Gemara says, "Vuhu ate actually kosher because of sofo the chitim hachanami." That really that is the case that I have to be kosher all the way through. Vatanya, we have the following brisa: Haya yodeilo beedus ad shelo nase chasano. I knew edus against you, and now I become your in-law, right? Right. The nase, but I knew edus before I became your in-law. Then v'nase chasano. Now I became your relative, and I become pasul edus. Or pikeach, I was able to hear v'nischarish, and then I became a cheresh. I couldn't. Or pasuach, I could see v'nistamei, and then I became blind. Shafoi v'nishtata, I was sane, and then I became insane. Hareza pasul, that's pasul. Why? Because at the shasa edus, I was pasul. Aval hayadeilo edus achlo nasa chasono. V'nasa chasono. Let's add another step. I was kosher for edus in point A. Point B, I became Pasul Eidus. I became your relative. V'achakach meis sabito. And now my daughter dies. So you're no longer my son-in-law. You're no longer my son-in-law. Or pikeach. I was able to hear. V'nischarish. And then I couldn't. And then because of this pakeach. And then miraculously, I was healed. Same thing with pasuach. I could see. V'nistami. I became blind. V'achakach nispatach. And then I was able to see again. Shepoy, I was sane. Vinishtata, I became insane. Because of Vinishtapa, and then I became sane again. Kosher, you're kosher. Zeklal, kosher, chilasa, but so for kosher is kosher. When it comes to Eidos, I only have to be the point A, and point B has to be kosher. If anywhere along the timeline it became possible, it doesn't matter, as long as the beginning or the end, I was kosher. Which goes against what we said, mit chilasa vat sofo. So the Gemara says, again, shani hasam, it's different when it comes to Eidos, the Amakra, the apostle says, O ra im lo yagin. The Torah only cares about the time of Re'iyah and the time of Haggadah. It doesn't care about any other time when it comes to Eidos. So again, yeah, the limud would be valid except for this Gzeiros HaKasav. Well, if that's the case, then what's the same question? What do I need to aid who? What do I need to who here? Elo who, lomeli, what do I need who? So look at the signings for the following brisa. Ra'a siya shobnei adam. Again, if I know testimony, and the Baal Din comes and says, swear to me that, you know, bring testimony. He says, swear to me that you know the testimony. And you swear that you don't know testimony, you have another korban all over your ears, right? That's korban shvus edus. You have to, right, if you deny knowing testimony. So the case here is, there's a whole bunch of people in a group, and the guy walks up, ra'a seya shal b'nei adam owned him, the eda b'neim, and his witnesses, and he knows are his witnesses, are amongst that group, v'amar, and he says to all of them, mashba ani aleichem she'im yodim atem li edus shetavo v'tayudin. I make you swear that if you know Eidos, you will come and testify on my behalf. And they all accepted. They all said, Amen. So you would think that even in this case, those Eidim would still be Chayav Ag Karban. But who Eid? It's only if you know who the Eid is. You can't just do this whole mishmash. You have to know specifically who the Eid is. Lo Yichin Eidav. In this case, he didn't specify who his Eidim were. So he talked about the whole group. Right? Yachol Afilu Amar Kol Mi. Maybe even said whomever knows. Therefore, maybe that's specific enough. Hamalomer, but who aid? Vaharei Yichid Eda. In this case, I guess it is work. Right? He says, Yacho, would you be putter? Yacho, Afilo Amar, call me. If he says, call me, he would be putter. He says, Hamalomer, but who aid? Here he was Yichid. In other words, they're only not, if he says, Mashbiani Aleichem, then the Edim in that group are not going to be Chayev. But if he says, call me, then everybody would. Everyone would be chayav. Okay, I'll stop here. Sorry, it's very confusing.